wanted to discuss. Today is Yom Aleph, Sunday morning, Parashas Mishpatim, Tavshin Pei Beis. I'd like to discuss another topic regarding the mitzvah of tefillin, and this is something which, if there's any time of the year we should discuss it, it's now. That is the zman to put on tefillin in the morning. We're not going to talk about so much about exactly what the zman is, but rather, what about people who wake up early and they cannot, I should say they cannot, but they wake up before, they daven before the zman. Marshall, now it says on this calendar, I believe it says that the zman this morning is about 6:14 or 6:17, it says something like that. It's already moved, I think, a few minutes back, a few minutes earlier. It's been even a little bit later. So the question is, people daven 6 o'clock in the morning, they daven early in the morning. Again, that Rabbi Eli Reisman was here a number of weeks ago. He mentioned about davening before the Nets. That's a different question. But the shayla over here is, what exactly is this mount of tefillin? And what if somebody is davened before this man? Could they put on tefillin earlier? And certainly, what would that halacha be in terms of a bracha? Meaning, can tefillin be worn at night? Obviously, the reverse would be a question as well. Meaning, if a person was an emergency, they didn't wear tefillin all day, and then it comes evening time, and they haven't worn tefillin. So could they still put on tefillin once nighttime has arrived? Most people are under the impression that you can't wear tefillin at night, which may be true to a certain extent, but we'll see it's not the way we think it is, in terms of the zman of tefillin. So let's first start with the Gemara in Brachas, which that is really the makar in the Gemara as far as what the zman of tefillin is. The Gemara says like this. It's a very famous Mishnah in Brachas Daf Tesamid Beis. May Amosai Kurin as Shema Beshachris. When is the zman that a person is allowed to begin saying Shema in the morning? The Mishnah says, Mishiyakir ben Tcheles Lelovan. So this is the famous Gemara, the famous Mishnah that says that there is a zman called Mishayakir, which means you can tell the difference between Tcheles and Lavan, which the Gemara itself is going to explain in a minute. So again, these are to distinguish between two different colors which are similar, and there's enough daylight outside that you can tell one against the other. You can identify one, Tcheles versus Karsi, or Tcheles versus Lavan, and Machalik is in the Mishnah. Well, Lavan and Tcheles obviously are not similar, right? That means that it has to be brighter. Tcheles Lakarsi is closer. Now, let's just see what the Gemara says. That's Wahalach Lagabi Krishna. Krishna. So,
the other way around.
What was that?
The other way around.
What do you mean the other way around?
Well, brightness. You can see the difference when it's darker.
Again, if it's more.
You need
close,
more brightness.
You need more light.
Correct. No, you would need more light to see. I'm sorry, maybe I didn't say it properly. You would need more light to differentiate between Tcheles Lakarsi. Right, correct. Tcheles Lakarsi is, let's say, green and blue, maybe it's a yellowish and a blue, so that's definitely closer than a white and a blue. Certain. Now, if you look at the Gemara says, in opinion, the Gemara explains what this Mishayakir means, and let's see the sheet of the Acherim, which the Halacha is like the Acherim. The Gemara says, V'Acherim Omrim, Mishayira es Chaveira Rochag Dalet Amas V'Yakirenu. Another way to define this same zman of Mishayakir would be when you see somebody from Dalet Amos away and you can recognize him. And the Shulchan Aruch says it means not somebody who you know very well, because then you can recognize him even earlier, even if it's darker. If you see somebody, a family member, you would recognize them even at night. And if it was somebody who you don't know at all, you may not recognize them even later into the morning. But it means someone who's in between, Yamakir but Einemakir. But Akopano, the Gemara says that you can see him from Dalet Amos, you can recognize him. Amar Avuna, halacha ka'achir. Halacha is that this is the way you measure if you've arrived at the time of Mishayakir. Now, Amar Abaye, litfilin ka'achir. This is the Krishma, let's put Krishma on the side because we're trying to focus on tefillin. But when it comes to tefillin, the halacha is like achir, which means that you want to know when you can put on tefillin in the morning, Mishayakir, when you can see somebody from Dalet Amos Wevi Yakirin, which is difficult to ascertain today based just on the. You can't just try it out because they're light, and you can't. Obviously, we rely on the calendar to determine what time that will be. But Mishayakir, when you can recognize somebody from Dalet Amos up to Gemara, that for tefillin, that's the zman. So, if I were to ask you that, Everyone knows there's something called Alois HaShachar. Everyone knows there's something called Netzach Hama. Why is there a third zman for tefillin? Tefillin, do you wear tefillin by night? Do you wear tefillin by day? What's this new zman of Misha Yakir that is the time to put on tefillin? Before that, you don't put on tefillin. You have to be able to see somebody from Da'al Amos away. So the Rabbi Yoina, who's in the back of the Gemara of Brachas, and really one of the main commentaries on the Masechta Brachas, he explains, look on the next page, why there's a shir of Misha Yakir by tefillin, right? In terms of davening, let's say we said that there's something called Netzach Hama. And let's say a tainus, we want to determine when the day begins, we go with the Amar HaShachar, from the Alois, right? That's dawn, that's the earliest rays of the sun. That's the beginning of the day. So if the beginning of the day is by Amar HaShachar, so why are you waiting any longer to put on tefillin? Why don't you put on tefillin right away from Amar HaShachar? What's the pshat of waiting this extra amount of time? Presumably, and I believe that this is, I believe that halacha, according to everybody, regardless of which zman you go like, the zman of Misha Yakir certainly is after dawn, it's after Amar HaShachar, it's a later time. So why are you waiting this extra amount of time? So look what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's the first wide line in the second column of Rabbi Yehuda. It's in the Ramaskal Omar Abaye. Zok Rabbi Yehuda. Masha Omar Mishir is Chaveri Pirish. Oh. So he's, like we mentioned before, Pirish, he explains, B'chaveri Harogel Etzla, his friend, who he's somewhat familiar with. The Ibush Eina Rogel, if he's someone he doesn't know at all, Afil Lacha Kamashoshli Yachal Akir. He doesn't recognize him, he doesn't know who he is. Now, he explains like this. Why did the Chazal establish that the Zman of Tefillin is when you can see your friend Da'al Amos? Mishum, the Tefillin Ksiv, by Tefillin, it says the famous Pasuk, Kasuv Re'iyah. It says, it uses the word Re'iyah, the Ksiv, the Ro Chalame Aret, Kishem Hashem Nikr Alecha. The Pasuk ends, we know, the Yoru Mimecha. But now it's not talking about the Yoru, that means Yiru. It's talking about the first word in the Pasuk, the Ro. They're going to see you. So what do you see by tefillin? You have to be able to see people. There's an asmachta from the Pasuk over here that the Pasuk describes tefillin by saying, all the Amiyarets will see you. So it means if you can't see, because it's too dark outside, even if it's daytime, because Amar HaShachar has passed already, you can't put on tefillin because you need Re'iyah. And then he says that we know that tzitzis also has Mar HaMashiachir. Although we'll see there for two totally different reasons. The Zman of Tzitzis and the Zman of Tefillin are not admittedly totally, but Lamaisa, they both have to do with Misha Yakir. And over there by Tzitzis as well, it says, Re'isem Oisem. So again, you see that the Zman of Misha Yakir has to do with what? With being able to see, because you see the Torah describes these mitzvahs as mitzvahs which should be seen or can be seen. So it would be totally in Re'i. That's the Rabbi Niyai.
This is his finish.
I don't believe it's a Gemara anywhere. Give me a second. I'm going to move this shtender aside because it's just obstructing the view. That we'll see in a minute exact. Oh, you have a very good point. Anke Dekap will see that it's not so simple where he got this from, because it appears almost from the Gemara not to be true. Again, he's saying that the Zman of Tefillin has to do with Re'iyah because it says V'ro Chol Ami Ha'aretz. Now, if you look on the next page over here, so actually I printed it keseder, Menachas Lamed Vavim and Aleph, and then Menachas Lamed Vavim with Beis, because otherwise it's confusing. But the truth is, I would first want to see Lamed Vavim with Beis before we see Lamed Vavim and Aleph, because that's really the makar of the discussion of wearing tefillin by day and by night, and the other Gemara really, in a sense, is only an outgrowth of the source, which is on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So the Gemara says like this. If you look towards the top, and still in the narrow lines, the Gemara brings, we actually discussed this a little bit on a Friday night, but part of this Gemara, but the Gemara brings the following Braisa. The Tanya, Vishamarta Sachuka Hazois, which is, this is a Pasuk of Parshas Bo, we just learned it, that's why we discussed it. Vishamarta Sachuka Hazois, Lemoyada. Now, simply, Vishamarta Sachuka Hazois, well, I shouldn't say simply, but we'll see what. Which chukah is this referring to? It says, V'shamarta es ha-chukah hazois. You should keep this chukah. Which chukah? It doesn't say clearly in the pasuk. L'moyada mi-yomim yomima. Right? I believe it's the end. Is it the very end of the... But I don't remember if it's the end of the... No, it's not the end of the Pasha of Boya. I believe it's just the end of one of the aliyahs on Pesach. Mi-yomim yomima. Right? That's the end of the aliyah. But what does it mean, mi-yom yomima? So the Gemara obviously understands over here it's referring to the mitzvah of tefillin, which was just mentioned before in the pasuk. The Gemara says, actually we should have, no, Shmois Yud Gimel Yud, it doesn't say which. Correct. It's simply Birkei Yaakov here at the end of Parashas Bo. So it's discussing tefillin. We'll see in a minute. It's not so simple, but simply put, it's discussing tefillin. And the Gemara and the pasuk says, "Miyamim yamima, yamim v'loy leilis." You see, tefillin is worn only by day and not by night. That's because it says yamim. The word yamim means day, not night. Mi yamim, which means not all the days, from the days. From the days of the year, which days don't you wear? V'loy kol yamim, prat l'shabbos es yom tiv, which is a discussion for a different time. Then Shabbos and Yom Tiv, you don't wear tefillin. So number one, you don't wear it at night, because it says yamim. It says mi yamim, so you don't wear it Shabbos and Yom Tiv. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. That's what Rabbi Yosi Haglili says. Which means that what? That you have a drasha clearly here in the Gemara, that by night you don't wear tefillin. Why not? Or the other pasuk, it says yamim, yamim, v'loy leilis. Rabbi Kiva Yimah says, no. Loi ne ma'achuk azu, elo lepesach b'vah. You're making a mistake. What the pasuk says, v'shamart t'achuk azois, it's going on the chuk of Pesach, which was also mentioned in the pasuk right before that. So it's going, the machlek is simply in the pasuk shadow of the pasuk. V'shamart t'achuk azois. Which chukah? Rabbi Yosi Haglili says it's referring to tefillin. And if you say it's referring to tefillin, so they make a drasha. It says, miyam yamima excludes Shabbos, and yantav excludes nighttime. And according to Rabbi Kiva, no, the whole pasuk over here is not even talking about tefillin, it's talking about carbon Pesach. Now begins a huge machlokes in the Rishonim. Who do we paskin like? It's not clear from the Gemara. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yosi Haglili that Laila is not a time of tefillin because yom v'loy leilos? Or do we paskin like Rabbi Kiva who says no, it doesn't say anything about yom when it talks about tefillin. Yom yamima is talking about carbon Pesach. What exactly what he darshens these words? It doesn't say in the Gemara. But regardless, he holds that the pasuk is not even talking about tefillin. So you don't have any source at all to tell you that tefillin is to be worn by day and not by night. And tefillin would be, according to that sheet, tefillin can be worn 24 hours a day, right? There's no reason to wear tefillin dafka by day. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. So let's see. You skip down now to the next hand of Amar Avinu. The Gemara says a story like this. Amar Avinu, Havi Yosivno Kamedi Rav Ashi. I was sitting by Rav Ashi, v'choshach, and it got dark, v'hiniach tefillin. So if I were to ask you what the word v'hiniach tefillin means, what would you say? He put on tefillin. Huh? He waited for nighttime to put on tefillin. He waited all day, dafka by night. This reason about Dima Lemitzvah is he waited so long. So I'll tell you the truth that most Rishonim learn, v'hiniach means that he didn't take it, he left it on, not he put it on. He left on his tefillin. If you look even on the, if you notice on the Gemara, there's a little aleph over here. No, not a little base. If you look on the right-hand column here, something called the Shita Mekubetzes, which is from the Rishonim, and which on Kachem, there's a Shita Mekubetzes on the page of the Gemara. In Beis, it says, V'choshach, V'hava meniach tfili, V'loy salat tfili. Which means, he was putting it on, that he didn't remove, he left it there. It doesn't mean he actually put them on. He didn't wait till nighttime. He puts on the film first thing in the morning. He's using my mitzvahs. He didn't wait till the end of the day.
In the case of Shabbos and Shabbos, you don't wear.
Again, Shabbos, you mean he was putting it on for the next day. You mean for Matzah Shabbos. It could be. You see from the Gemara, it doesn't seem like it was a special day. It seems that he was wearing his tefillin. So for Amri Lay, Ravina says, I told Rav Ashi, oh, the Shamka Baymar. The reason why you're wearing tefillin by night is because you're watching the tefillin, which means the Gemara said before, the Gemara we skipped over, that if a person doesn't have a place to put his tefillin down, he has to make sure they don't get lost, they don't get damaged, he can wear his tefillin to watch them. Right? He has to watch his tefillin. Oh, so it's nighttime. You're probably wearing your tefillin because you want to watch the tefillin. They shouldn't get damaged. You're not wearing tefillin for the mitzvah by night. That can't be. So he said, but Om Ali said, yeah, you're right. I'm just wearing it because I don't have my tefillin, the case with me to put it away. I'm just watching them now. I wouldn't be wearing tefillin nighttime now. Who wouldn't? You don't wear tefillin by night. V'chazite l'dayti d'lav v'shamanehu. But I saw that he was bluffing me. That's not what was going on. I saw he was wearing tefillin because he wanted a weird tefillin. He held you a lot of weird tefillin now. Kosover halacha ve'ein meirin king. So again, if Ravina held that he was a lot of weird tefillin, so why is he bluffing him? Let him tell him. I hold you can wear tefillin now. So the Gemara says, because he held halacha ve'ein meirin king, which means you're allowed to wear tefillin, and that's why he was wearing them. I was able to tell he wasn't wearing them to watch him. He was wearing them because he held now is the time of the mitzvah. So he held even by night you can wear tefillin. But why? So why didn't he tell me so? Why did he make up a story? Because the Ein Meirin Kein means that you cannot, it's something which can be done only in private. Ein Meirin Kein L'Rabin. You can't be Meirin to other people to wear. You yourself can wear. What does that mean? So Rashi says like this. Let's see first Rashi's Pshat. Rashi says like this. That's clear. If you want to watch it, it's mutter even lachshgiz achama because you're not even wearing it for the mitzvah. Kasavar halacha delayla zman tefillin hu. He held delayla is man tefillin. The ain mering came. Why? Shema yishakhein, because maybe you'll forget v'yishemem. Nighttime is the time people go to sleep, and even if they're not going to sleep, but they fall asleep. Midika amalei l'shamran kabayina. Right, from the fact that he said l'shamran kabayina, you see that he did not want to teach other people. He didn't want other people to realize that in real truth you're allowed to wear it. Why not? Why is Amarin Kane? Because somebody may fall asleep wearing film. He knew for himself, let's say for some reason, he's going to be cognizant, he won't fall asleep. But the Maaser actually says that just to teach the Hamayinam, to teach people that you're allowed to wear tefillin at night, is the wrong thing. Why? Even though Laila is this man of tefillin, it is this man of tefillin, Amarin came because there's a gzeira midirabanon, that he may fall asleep. And a person may fall asleep. Shem Yafech, a person could pass gas while he's sleeping, which is a bizarre to the tefillin. And that's why a person does not wear tefillin at night. So what does that mean? That means if you read the Gemara simply over here, that at the end of the day, Laila, people think you can't wear tefillin at night because Laila is not this man of tefillin. The Gemara seems to be saying, according to Rashi, Laila is this man of tefillin. It is. There's only a gzeira midirabanon, shema yafia, shema yishamem, that a person does not wear tefillin by night. So number one is...
Then you have to take them off. We just can't say what I want to like.
So it seems... Oh, so if we read the Gemara the way we read, like most Rishonim, then it means you would even have to take them off. Again, because what happened over here, the simple shot is that he didn't put them on by night. He was still wearing them. So he said, what are you doing wearing your tefillin? So he made up a story. What does that mean? Why? Because in truth, you should not only not be putting on tefillin, you should even take off your tefillin when it comes nighttime. Correct. A person, even if you wear tefillin the whole, like they wore tefillin the whole day, when it comes nighttime, you should take off your tefillin. It happens to be if you go to the more the minyan factory type shuls, you'll usually see someone at the later mincha minyan wearing a pair of tefillin. You go to where people, you know, that type of environment where you have people coming around and hanging people, all different types of people. You go to Landau's or Shabbos, you will come at 4 or 5 o'clock, you'll generally see somebody, one or two people wearing tefillin. Maybe it was an oinus, I don't know, that they couldn't wear tefillin the whole day. Actually, it was once, this past summer, somebody asked me to pick something up from a certain bungalow colony. I was in the country, and I went to the bungalow colony, and as I'm standing, it was on a Sunday evening, I had daven mincha ready, like, you know, the pre-shkia mincha, and as I'm knocking on the guy's door, somebody calls out to me from a bungalow across, he says, I don't know if he was asking for himself. Could somebody still put on tefillin now? It was after the shkia. Evidently, it can't happen to somebody that they haven't worn tefillin all day. I don't know exactly. I didn't ask him obviously what the story was, but it can happen. But it goes two ways. Number one, someone who has not worn tefillin all day, and then again, the way we began, really, which is more relevant, maybe, is somebody who wakes up early in the morning at a time like this, where the zman is late. Could he put on tefillin before the zman? So from the Gemara over here, it seems that Laila is zman tefillin, but the only issue is Ogzeir Medirabana. So you asked me a question, one second. Like you mentioned before, Rabbeinu Yonah just said before, you can't put on tefillin until Mashiach. Why? Because V'roh Chalami Aretz. So you have to be able to see it. If you have to be able to see it, so that seemingly would indicate that Laila Minatayra is not a Zvan of tefillin. So if you look on the next page for a minute, you'll see, skip over the Rambam, look at the Levush, you'll see the Levush asks this question. He brings the Halacha Zman HaNachason. Which means that the halacha that he passes like Rabbi Akiva, that Yom Yamim is talking about Pesach, not talking about tefillin, ain't lanu shum raya leim at the laila zman tefillin. So if that's the case, it is zman tefillin. Haynu shem hayu b'roshe v'chashecha she'ein tzarech l'chalzen. Right? But we're going to see in a minute that there's a gzeir, you should take it. Avo, l'chatchila, you should still not l'chatchila put it on. Why not? He says, but you have to know, it has to be that this pasuk, the Rabbeinu Yonah brought, is only an asmachta. It can't be an atayr. I'm not sure what that means. It seems that the whole... the Gemara dashes this pasuk. Everyone associates this pasuk with tefillin. He says it doesn't even really clearly say in the pasuk that it's referring to tefillin. Is ikar hatam hu kibush amachazal laila zman tefillin hu אלא שאין מורין כן לכתחילה, מפני שעוזר חכם מניח בתפילין, וחיישינו שם יניחה וישחה וישם משינס כבר, וחיישינו שם יפך בהם משינים. So you see clearly that the real reason is not because of a pasuk. Really, Lila is this man of tefillin. You can wear tefillin by night. It's only a gzeir, and this pasuk, Rabbeinu Yehuda brought, is only an asmach. Now, let's see for a moment, one second. Yeah, let's see the Rambam. You'll see how the Rambam paskins, a little surprising. The Rambam says, it's in Perek Dal of Hilchot Tefillin Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Zman hanochas hatfilin ba'yoyim v'loy ba'layla. How do I know that? Shenemar? Yamim yamimah. You see, the Rambam clearly paskins, like Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that the reason why you can't wear tefillin at night is because it's in the midaraisa. Not iser, I'm sorry. The mitzvah is only said midaraisa only by day, miyamim yamimah, not by night. Chukozu hi mitzvah tefillin. The Rambam makes it very clear. V'chein shabbos is yom tovim, which is part of the same drasha, ein zman tefillin, shenemar, v'hoyo lo'ois, v'shabbos yom tovim hein atzmanois. And that's a question why the Rambam cuts the drasha in half over here, because if you hold of yom yamimah, so he should darshan, not yom tovim shabbos, also from mi yom yamimah. Okay, it's a good question. U'me'emus ha'izman ha'nachosan, v'shiris chaveh brocha ka'ba'amis, v'yakireyu ad shetishka ha'cham. So even again, everybody could really agree that you have the shir of Misha Yaker has to be Beria Talia Milsa, maybe the Asmachta is from the Pasuk of a row you should see. But again, the Rambam holds only by day and not by night. Oh. So what does that mean? According to the Rambam, how does one understand the story of Ravina? Again, what happened with Ravina? Ravina was wearing tefillin, right? So he asked him, Ravina was wearing tefillin, Ravashi was wearing tefillin. Ravashi was wearing tefillin. Ravina asked him, why are you wearing tefillin? So he said, I'm just watching it. But he saw that it wasn't true. He was wearing it because he held you allowed to wear tefillin. But according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to wear tefillin by now. So the Kesef Mishnah speaks out that it must be that the Rambam understands that Gemara, at the end of the Gemara, was going according to the opinion that Lila is man tefillin. But we don't paskin like the Gemara. So the same, we saw the Gemara over there. Oh, beautiful story. Is that story lahalacha or not? So the Rambam says, no, it's not lahalacha. But I'm speaking of the Rambam first because the Rambam we're going to see, you know, the Rambam very often is the mahalach of Psak halacha that we have with the Mishulchan Aruch, but the Rambam over here is considered a marginal opinion. He goes to the extreme chumrah that you cannot wear tefillin at night, but the vast majority of the Rishayim disagree with him and they hold, they paskin, that Lila is a zman tefillin. And we, the pshat in the Gemara over there, Lila's zman tefillin, that Rav Ashi told Ravina, that's the halacha, that Lila is a zman tefillin. And why can't you wear tefillin by night? Only because of Xavier. Now,
we need to know the Rambam that you're not allowed to put on tefillin at night. It just seems to say that the zman of the tefillin is during the day. It doesn't say you're not allowed.
So why would a person wear tefillin if it's not the zman of the mitzvah?
Okay, I'm saying, but how do you see
it? No, I don't know if there's I would say there's an isser. Isser? There's no isser. There's no mitzvah.
You're not accomplishing it.
Right, correct. That's what Mashal, Lashonim Kaboy, if you have to watch them, Lashonim Kaboy, so Inechanami. That's just a practical reason to wear the tefillin, just to transport them, let's say, or to watch them, so Inechanami, you can wear them.
Put them on at night, would you have to make a bracha in the morning?
If you kept them on all night?
Let's say you put it on at 5 o'clock.
So one second. We're getting there in a minute. We're going to get the Mamshir minute. What was your question, my friend?
It's also at night.
Right. You have a reason, Mosa. So the thing is like this. Lamaisa, there is a fundamental, I don't want to get into tzitzis, there's a fundamental difference in the halacha of tzitzis and tefillin. Because tefillin we're saying is that almost all the Rishonim and Paskin, besides of the Rambam, that Lila is a zman of tefillin. The Midr Abanon, we don't wear tefillin by night. But really, and we'll see that because it's the Rabbanon, it varies, the application varies. It's not so simple. There are times that you can wear it by night. That's the idea of the Chabura today. There are times you can wear it by night because it's only Midr Abanon. Tzitzis doesn't have this gzeir. A person's allowed to sleep with his tzitzis. No problem sleeping with tzitzis. There's no, it doesn't have the kedusha of tefillin with the gzeir of Shem Yishan. Tzitzis is the gufa is a machlokes according to the halacha. Is it Zman Tefillin or not Zman Tefillin? Not a marginal opinion of the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch itself is brought down a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh, and that Gufa is the Machlekes if Tefillin, because there's a question of Ksos Yom, Ksos Laila, it's a separate discussion. It seems like the Zman of Yoim regarding Tefillin and Tzitzis is the same Zman, meaning the Zman of Mishiyaka as opposed to other halachas, which have a Zman of Amud HaShachar or a Zman of Netz. Over here, the turning point is Mishiyaka in the morning. But the question of whether you can wear it at night or not is a different question.
You say that the Rambam would hold that you can't put on tefillin at night?
So that's what he mentioned. There's no iser to wear it. Look, I don't think there's an iser to wear it. There's just no mitzvah.
Lila.
Let's say this is the only time you can put on. You have no choice. A person, mamash, has no other time in the entire day to put on tefillin besides for he wakes up early in the morning before daybreak. So should he put on his tefillin? Does he accomplish anything by putting on his tefillin then?
So what if he was wearing tefillin during the day? Right? The Rambam is not saying you're not allowed to wear them into the night. He's just saying there's no mitzvah to wear them.
Correct. He's saying, why do I need to take them?
If you didn't put them on yet, you wouldn't put them on. But if you were wearing them, Rambam, you can't learn from the Rambam yet.
You don't have to anything because there's nothing wrong with wearing it. The gzeira is a separate thing. And again, but the Rambam holds that whole gzeira was said, if Lila's, that's a question, would the Rambam also agree to the gzeira? Again, you're saying, so he's accomplishing nothing, but let him wear his tefillin, he doesn't have to take them off. But if there's a gzeira, you would have to take them off.
Why would it be Baal Taisif to put tefillin on at night?
It's Baal Taisif to wear tefillin by night?
If there's no din, wearing tefillin.
I don't know that it's Baal Taisif.
It's not,
that's a whole discussion by itself to define what Baal Taisif is. I wouldn't be able to answer off the cuff on such a question, but I don't think that's considered Baal Taisif. To wear it later. Okay, now, that's the sheet. So let's go now. I wanted to put the Rambam on the side from it, and let's go back now to the Gemara. You see clearly that, again, a Gemara which says that there is an idea of wearing tefillin before the Zman, which would again indicate not like the Rambam. The Gemara here says Alamed Vavim and Aleph in Menachis at the end of the narrow lines. Tan Rabbanan Tefillin May Ema Sai Mevarach Aleihem. So Rashi explains what this means is that you put them on before this man. Again, there certainly is an idea of wearing before this man L'Shamar, let's say, because he had to go out somewhere. But when can you make the bracha? When does the mitzvah begin? Mishas Hanachasa. Rashi says Mishas Hanachasa means from whenever the mitzvah of Hanacha begins. I mean, you can't make a bracha from before the Zman. You have to wait till the Zman begins. Now, what does that mean? Ketzad. Let's say a person had to go out, he had to travel. He has an early flight. He's leaving before daybreak. So he puts them on. That's no big deal. It's like the Shomra. But he's not making a bracha yet. When the Zman comes, at that point, he's memashmish, which is, like we said, in a certain sense, like putting them on again, and then he can make a bracha. So what do you see from here from the Gemara? Clearly, you cannot make a bracha beforehand, right? So the question then is, you cannot make a bracha before putting on. Why? Why is that? Why can't you put on a bracha beforehand? Because it seems that even though Lila is mantfilin, what do we say? There is a gzeira that you can't wear tefillin by night, the Mayisha man. And the chiddush of this Gemara is that you see, even in the morning, which you would think, you wake up in the morning, you're not falling back asleep. Right. Now I'm up and about, right? In the evening, by Shkia time, it's coming the end of the day, everybody's tired. So you wear tefillin into the night time, you might fall asleep. But in the morning, when you wake up, you shouldn't be tired, and you wouldn't fall asleep. The halacha is, no, you don't make a bracha, even in the morning. But what do you see? That you could put on tefillin in the morning. You're not worried. Dilma Yisha Mehem in the morning. He's going out, he's Yaitzel Derech. We'll see in a minute that there's a special exemption here for Yaitzel Derech in the morning. He's allowed to put on his tefillin. I just want to point out, just an interesting, it seems almost like a veritil that the Shari Tshuva brings down. A smichas, anyone says tefillin, familiar with the pasuk, a smichas to the idea of not wearing tefillin by night. It says in the pasuk, Adam B'yikar Baal Talin. So he says, the Shari Tshuva rings down like this. Adam biyakar, you know, Purim is coming up not so soon, it's in every year, but Adam biyakar, tefillin is yakar, baal talin, you shouldn't sleep with tefillin. Nimshol ka behemis nidmu. Rashi says, that the gzeir shem yafiyach, Rashi says in brachas, it's like maisa behema. So he says, a person sleeps with tefillin, nimshol ka behemis nidmu. The Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch brings this down. This is like a vertical pshat. You see that not to wear tefillin by night is because of this gzeira of Shema Yishamen. Oh, what do you see the Gemara saying over here? The Gemara is saying is that if a person is Yotzei L'Derech, then he could put on his tefillin even by then. Now again, this is a fundamental, before we saw that he was just leaving his tefillin on. Here we're talking about actually putting on your tefillin before this man. What do you see? There's a time you can even put on the tefillin before this man. So maybe what happens, maybe if you dive in one of these early minyan, what should you do? You should put on your tefillin before, maybe I make the bracha afterwards. I once dived in such a minyan. Actually, I once had to be in the hospital early in the morning. I davened, it was in Rabbi Landa's shul. I think we davened at about 10 to 6 in the morning, and they waited to put on tefillin until Yishtabach. seems that by Yishtabach they had already passed the Zman, and at that point they put it on. Which I guess, you know, wouldn't be the best thing if you didn't have to, because you'd be mafsik in the middle of Pesuk of the Zimri, you're speaking out by putting on the tefillin. I guess.
The tefillin does it every day.
Every day?
Every day.
That they
step by Yishtabach.
What time do they daven in the morning?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock throughout the year. Okay, so that's perfect.
They have to wait a couple of minutes later, but they try to finish by 6:30.
No, see, it's the minyan that ends at 6:30. Yeah. But sometimes they run into this issue.
It's
a regular issue. So the halacha, yeah.
Before Yishtabach, or
I thought it was before Yishtabach. I only did it once. I can't remember.
By Yishtabach, whatever time they have.
No, I'm asking you when you put your fill on before Yishtabach or after Yishtabach.
I think before Yishtabach. I think
so. Well,
I'm not sure. It's after Yishtabach.
Right, yeah, after Yishtabach.
Okay, so I think that that's the pshat. This is the, again, this is going to be the mainstream shita that we pass, and not like the Rambam, that Laila is Zman Tefillin. This is what most will see. Shulchan Aruch holds clear like this. Laila is the Zman Tefillin, and the Gzeira is only a Midrabanan. So that Gzeira, in a certain sense, should not apply in the morning, because in the morning is when a person wakes up. First, there's no Gzeira Shema Yishim, really. And that's why, if a person's Yisrael there, the morning is different than the evening, and we allow you to put on Tefillin before the Zman. Again, in the evening, everybody agrees it's also one of two reasons. The Rambam does lav zman tefillin, but according to the Rambam, the morning also, it's still Laila, it's lav zman tefillin, you don't put on tefillin. According to the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see, and most of the Rishonim, Laila is zman tefillin, and therefore the Gzeira is only by night. In the morning, we don't have such a strong Gzeira. We'll see why the bracha you don't make till afterwards, but you can put on tefillin even before the Zman. And then we'll see a third sheet. What?
See, you're protecting the tefillin.
You want to say it's like Lashomer. Why does it say Shemi Evedim? And it's interesting. It's a good point. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's not mentioned like that, Shemi Evedim. It just says that in the Shulchan Aruch, it's mentioned that he's not going to be able to put it on later because if he's traveling, it's too cold. We experienced the past few days. Imagine if one of these past few days, the weather was in the teens, and as you're traveling, you have to open up your shirt to put on your tefillin. It's not too comfortable, right? So that was if you look at Shulchan Aruch, that's the reason why it says you let it put on even earlier, because he can't put it on later because it's too cold.
How early?
It seems like even Mamash in the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever. Even again, because really Laila, that's the idea. The idea is that really Laila is Manfil. You can't put on Phil on night, make her Adin. Well, let's just see a third sheet over here. If you turn to the tour now, the next page, after the Lubush comes to the tour, we'll see that the Torah is the third cheetah, which is also important for the Shas. This is the most lenient cheetah. We'll see where it helps us out, the Shas Atcha. And that's the Torah brings from Rabbeinu Peretz, who holds Kosav, Kivan the Kaim Malon, Laila Zmantfilinu, since we hold that Laila is Zmantfilin, El Shem and Lichem, Allah, Mishon, Zer Shem, Yishamem, Misha Reitzel, Losses of Derech, someone who's going out of Derech, so he has no choice. He's not going to be able to put on film later. Yochal, Anichem, Kun, Zmanon, Ulavar, Chalei, Miyat. He can even make a bracha. He says, "Vaderni avir rosh lekosakim." My father, the rosh, did not agree to the Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, why is Rabbeinu Peretz told you can even make a bracha? The Gemara says you can't make a bracha. He didn't see the Gemara. So the Rabbeinu Peretz is the other extreme. The Rabbeinu Peretz holds that the first Gemara that says lo yivarch aleihem, that Gemara holds laila lavzman tefillin hu. Again, he holds that the Gemara that says you can put on tefillin by night early and not to make a bracha, because that Gemara holds, like Rabbi Akiva, Laila loves Zman Tefillin. You're putting it on, maybe he holds, because big deal. There's nothing wrong with wearing it. But don't make the bracha, again, that this is the other extreme. But we paskin that what? Laila is Zman Tefillin. So not only halachi holds, could you put it on before the Zman, you could even make a bracha before the Zman. So if you go with Rabbeinu Peretz, you could wear it by night, you can make a bracha by night, there's no issue whatsoever. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch on the next page, you see we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Peretz, make your adin. We'll just read quickly through these three halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. First of all, like we remember, saw all these things in the Rishayim. Number, it's Simen Laman and Arachayim. It's Man Hanachasim. Number one, we saw Zman Hanachasim, Ba'baikim, Mashiach, Chavei, Arav, Limoi, Ktsas, Barachak, Arba, Amas, Yakir, Ed. That's when the Zman of Mashiach is. Number two, also Laniach, Tefillin, Ba'layla, Shema, Yishachem, Vishem, you may fall asleep. Iminichem, Kaidim, Shetishka, Achama, Vishchoshka, Allah. Let's say came nighttime. Call the chashchalo. I feel him alone. Call a laila muter the ein marin kei, which the Mishmaru explained means today ein marin kei means you can only do it biyachid, not parabit. If a person is petzibur, other people are going to see him. They'll think, oh, you can wear tefillin by night. No, since the halacha, again, the halacha is we paskin laila really is man tefillin. It's only a gzeira. So if you're by yourself and you know you can be careful, so then you can put it on. But if not, ein marin kei. But again, even he says only if you're wearing it already. umar nikipa if it's a lulav. Now shmira, then lachatchila you can wear them to protect the tefillin. Now hayaroitze lotis laderech b'hashkama manichon ukshiyagi as manon yimash shmem yivarch blekel mecha. So you see that clearly the Shulchan Aruch holds, not like Rabbeinu Peretz, we pass them like the Rosh and like most Rishonim, that if you have to wake up early in the morning, you can put on the tefillin before the zman, and then you make the bracha after the zman. Now, look at Rabbi Kivei Grovi. Zok Rabbi Kivei. What happens in Yimashiv and Mivarech, in Birich Bahashkama, what happens if you put on the tefillin early, but you're so used to making the bracha every day when you put on tefillin, it's almost like automated. When you put on your tefillin automatically, you make a bracha. So what are you going to do now? In Birich Bahashkama, near Lani is Daiti, the Enechayz Mivarech. Why? Since there is an opinion of Peretz, he holds you should certainly make a bracha even during the night time if it's necessary. Im also came, since you actually did this, since Safik bracha is lachol, and there is an opinion that the bracha you made is a valid bracha because it means man tefillin even for a bracha. Therefore, if you made a bracha when you woke up early in the morning, you put it on, you do not make another bracha. That's the opinion of Rabbi Kivei. Now, look in the Bir Halacha, we're finishing up over here. Look in the Bir Halacha over here. This is where it becomes more relevant. The person put it on and he made a bracha, that's not so again. But look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Look what the Bir Halacha says. Ukshi agia zmanam. Dibra maslo kshi agia zmanam. Says the Bir Halacha, ayim Mishnah Berurah mashikosavnu, umikamakam kitim, humi chedushir Rabbi Kivei. It's on the second page of the Mishnah Berurah. Dibra maslo kshi agia zmanam, it's a tzim in lamed. It's the middle of Siv Gimel. I mishabur bashkasav the mikobakam kidin. Umer chedushir bikivegi shakas of the nuchalusmech mazal dasar ben peretz ainshon. Umash mizeh. The beloy hishkin v'yotzal aderech. Sarech lachzar ulavarech ubirech alat filin balayla. What's the whole heter over here for not making another bracha? He says, why? Because we're relying on Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz said that really, Laila is man tefillin, but you see still that only if somebody was yoytzei laderech, only then the Gemara says that he can wear the tefillin. Why? What's the difference between someone who's yoytzei laderech and not yoytzei laderech? What's the difference? The difference is as follows. Again, Rabbeinu Peretz held Laila is man tefillin, which we all hold, Laila is man tefillin. But someone who's a yoytzei laderech, he's not going to fall asleep because he's walking, right? Which the Mishnah talks about. Somebody who's yoytzei laderech is walking, he's not going to fall asleep. So the Rabbeinu Peretz held, if he's not going to fall asleep, Laila's mat tefillin, not only could you put on tefillin, you could even make a bracha. But so on, who's just waking up early, he's sitting down in the shul, it's still early in the morning, it's not such a chashash, but you don't have the heter of yaitzi laderech. So maybe for that, let's say a person would get up, more practically speaking for us, a person comes to shul, and he puts on tefillin before this man, right? And let's say he made a bracha before this man. So maybe even Rabbeinu Peretz, the Chayyur agrees, that bracha was said at a time which is not this man of tefillin, and therefore, you would have to make even another bracha. Zok de bir halacha. No, it's not true. I brought it over here. In bir halacha malat medivir birke Yosef shuhu b'shar shu mashma de b'diyeve b'chol gavni ein sarach lachzer levarish v'ulay hevi birke Yosef tamuzen. He doesn't bring really a makar. V'ulay she b'diyeve nismechal shitas Rashi Rabbeinu Yoina shesvud demay damin halacha ve'emayin kain hu afilu le'inyan lahanichem lechatchilam. Ach b'shulchan aruch sef beis lepasach v'sayv tzarichin lemaisa. He says like this. Rashi understands, like the first Gemara we saw, that when Ravina put it on, and when Ravina had his tefillin on, what did we say? The most we showed him learn that what happened, he just left them on. He says, but Rashi seems to say that he mamish put on his tefillin by night. Right? How did he put on his tefillin by night? So he's saying that maybe you can rely that there's such an opinion that holds, you can put it on, again, not Yaitzil Aderech. It was the nighttime over there. That's the biggest time you should have a chashash. And still, he put on his tefillin. What do you see from there? The B'dieved, you can wear tefillin by night, you can even make a bracha, it is this amount of tefillin that you can wear tefillin by night. And maybe that's what B'dieved he was relying on. Again, the halach is, you can't do that. But B'dieved, let's say you made a bracha, should you make another bracha now? He says, maybe you should not make another bracha. But look what he just says at the end. I don't know what Rabbeinu is referring to. Then I don't know. I want to just see the last thing, and then the Rabbeisha makes it, mamash halach l'maisa. Umikol zetavin, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha, the mashenoigin is anoshem b'yimois hachayrif, laniach tefillin levarach aleim teke, b'shalam ad hashachar. He says that's certainly wrong. He says to put on tefillin and make a bracha early is certainly the incorrect thing to do. Why? Because the whole discussion here is if you put on tefillin and accidentally you made a bracha, should you make another bracha again? Oh, so yes, what to rely on the Rabbeinu Peretz, maybe even Rashi, that Even if you're just in shul, if you made a bracha before the zman, you don't make a second bracha. But lechatchila, a person should know that the zman of tefillin begins only mishiyaker. You should not put on tefillin. That's what they may wait till yishtabach, because even midyev, we're not tzemech, even during the winter, to put on tefillin before the zman. But here's one heter. Let's say a person taka knows, why do we do this in shul? Because you know that in 15 minutes you can put on tefillin. But let's say a person would not be able to put on tefillin. His only choice is to put on tefillin by night. What would you say then? Now this is what was niggling at me. It came to mind this question. I grew up on these stories. Some people say these stories never ever happened, and it's baloney. But I grew up on these stories. There was always the story about the Yidin in the concentration camp, and they smuggled that a pair of tefillin. And before the guards caught, before the roll call even, they put on some sort of pair of tefillin by night, right? So I was wondering, did they make, you know, there's a whole tshuva sefer. I remember one of the big rabbanim wrote a whole tshuva sefer on questions that came out. Mamakim, that's who wrote it? Who? Rav Ashi wrote it.
Mamakim? Right. No, I mean, Mamakim wasn't it?
That's Rav Michal Beres.
Mamakim
also wrote. Rav Ashi wrote a sefer. Rav Ashi wrote a sefer. All the questions that came to him during the war. Maybe Rav Michal Beres Ben Ametzer. Ben Ametzer is Rav Michal Beres. That's his experience. Uh-huh. This is a halacha sefer. All the questions, the wartime questions. I couldn't remember what the sefer was called. I don't know that this question was brought to him. But this is Azasa Chayla. That they would put it on him by night. And certainly, that was the best thing they could have done. But was it the right, would it be proper to make a bracha at that time? Again, Lila, we're saying, is this man of tefillin? Is Xera not to wear tefillin by night? In the morning, is more kal than by night, because the Xera, in a certain sense, doesn't apply. Right? They weren't Yetzel there, they weren't going to wear the tefillin now. They were wearing the tefillin just right now, and they were going to, you know, they passed it on. So somebody told me Friday night, he said his father was in Auschwitz, and he said, these stories are made up, he said, one time he remembers, maybe they brought up Sashtikul Shayan, he said there were probably no parshiyos inside, it was broken. They wore it just as a zeichet to connect themselves back, but the way people portray what was going on over there, all the different mitzvahs, and there was a sukkah, and there was a menorah, he said it was very distant from the reality. It was a very bitter reality, but these type of stories, he said, it wasn't so accurate. But Akhobanim, just such a type of question came to Reb Moshe. So Reb Moshe obviously was not in the camps. Reb Moshe Baruch Hashem was here already before the war, but it was during the time of Stalin. If you look, this tshuva was written in Luban when Reb Moshe was in Russia, Tav Resh Tzadik Beis, which is probably Zayin Kislev is 1931. This is mamish the height of the Stalinist era. And Reb Moshe writes, the person asked him a question, B'davar mishahilich al kol hayem, it's in Chilik Aleph, mamish the beginning of it, Yis Moshe, Chilik Aleph, or Chayim Simen Yud, the 10th tshuva in the whole Sefer. He writes, he certainly is not going to be able to wear tefillin near B'chol Hayim. Could he wear tefillin by night? Rabbi Moshe says, Hanoch l'niyaz da'iti, shetzorech l'niyach, he should wear it, kim sholecha kfar chashash shino, k'moy b'mashkim l'derech. He says that, really, somebody wakes up in the morning, is like everybody is like a mashkim l'derech in a certain sense, that he's not going to fall asleep. Like we saw in Shulchan Aruch, Sef Gimel Shemenicha. Alu mestaver, sheyesh lismach, b'kagoyin zeh, our Rabbeinu Peretz, not only to put them on, Shehivi Ator, Sheyochel Gam Levorech, the Lahagirsa, B'menoches, Naflam Evog, Shehagirsas, Roiv HaRishonim, V'choshach, V'hiniach, Tfilin Lech HaKlal Gzeiro, Shalei Lenech Balaylo. See, he sees a very interesting thing over here. The Bir Halacha says, that what about, the Birk Yosef said, if somebody accidentally made a bracha by night, not a Yitzel, they're actually weird by day. He says, well, maybe there's a Rashi that goes with a Girsa, that the Ravashi actually put them on by night. It seems like the Bir Halacha held that this was some sort of marginal girsa. The real girsa is that he left them on, not he put them on. But Reb Moshe says, no, this is the main girsa that we have. Okay, the Ikka girsa is that he actually put them on at night. Chiddush. The Bir Halacha goes one way, Reb Moshe says the other way. The main girsa of the Gemara is he actually put them on. What do you see? The Me'ikra didn't really, you could wear them. Not only you could keep them on, you could put them on. Even this is the time of the bracha. The Iser Chacham Shemeneh Mibracha who rak. He says like this, interesting thing. Maybe you shouldn't be able to make a bracha because you can't say the tzivonu because the Chazal said you should not wear it by night. So he says, let's say you have, I think when he's talking about shofar and lulav, let's say on Shabbos, we don't take shofar and lulav. Why? Because dilma, you may walk out amas b'shus harabim. There's no heter for that. There's no person who's exempt from that gzeirah. And therefore, even if a person wanted to take it, it would be a bracha of atala if he said the tzivonu. Why? Because the Chazal said, don't do it. The Chacham told us not to do it. But if within the Gzeres Chachamim there is an exception to the rule, so then you don't say that the bracha is levatala. Why? Because the Chazal did not make a blanket Isra on everybody. Since there are times where a person can wear it, you could even make a bracha if it would be relevant. I think that's what he's saying. Avahacha ain't kan iser mamish. V'lachem ba'ovda didan shalecha chashah shina shekvar kam shinasay yesh lahayrois loy ba'oynis chazesh yesh laneach b'yayim shegam yivarech. He says you should even make a bracha. He writes at the end of a year, if you look maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom of the tshuva, he writes, v'kolshkin b'medina zu. I don't know how he wasn't afraid to write this. She'i efshe lahasek avoyda acheres ki hakol hu b'yodam v'lo yitulay. Everything was controlled by the Stalinist regime. You couldn't get a job if you didn't, shtazuf suit to what you had to do. V'lachen k'deish lo yafsid mitzvah chaviva zu yochel laniach af b'bracha ki laniach b'lo bracha lo yavin ish she'en etam et chacham v'yavah l'hakam. See, Rav Moshe holds that really it's not so simple to make a bracha. O'zalzban achasam. Since this was the reality then, so again, they talk about the case in the concentration camp. This was the reality. They had no choice. If there was any tefillin, they could only wear it by night. He says they should even wear even make a bracha. Is ach talmud chacham yoyse toiv she'aneach b'loy bracha she'safik brachas l'hakel the krishma tu yichak al yom yikarik she'as malach, because davening and krishma you could as he works you have to say tefillin, he couldn't wear it while he was working, so he says some people he says should even make a bracha. He said a talmud chacham, since he knows that the halacha really is not to make a bracha, and in future times be'ez Hashem when times would be better, he won't forget the halacha, he'll know what the halacha is. He says he should taka put on film without a bracha, because again, Ikar Adin, even in the morning, you don't make a bracha, even though it's only midrabbanan, but the halacha is you don't make a bracha on film before daybreak, and therefore, Rav Moshe says the Talmud Chacham would not make a bracha on the film.
What would you do if you lived in a place that had any day?
It's a shayla b'fnei atzmai. What to do where there's no daytime?
Right.
So that's a question. If it's not considered, meaning, again, especially if it's totally a mishayakir, so it's beri italia milsa, so you can't even make the argument maybe that it's really day here, because I don't know, it goes by the clock. L'chara, you should say ri'i is ri'i. I don't know, it's a question of the atzma. I mean, it's a question how you determine these places, how you establish what the halacha is regarding day and night. There are other halachas, but you daven shachris, you know, you only daven ma'ariv of the year for 6 months. There's actually somebody who was in the middle of arranging a cruise to Antarctica as we speak. I don't know if anybody is looking to join. I heard it's not such an inexpensive adventure. But you have all these questions. It seems that they're looking for new shilas that they new places. People have gone. They've been to Europe. They've been to Africa. They've been everywhere. They're looking for something new. It's not cold enough.